You are in the Royal Priesthood Bible Prayer and Fellowship Room. I am Khalif Zephnat Pahaniya with this all.
Callers are unmuted.
Now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know. But we'll let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together. We're polishing up our act. And if you've been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore.
Well, good evening, everybody. This is Khalif. That's Matt Pahaniya L. And you.
Q&A session started.
Good Bible prayer and fellowship room. Listen, hey, we have a time tonight. Last week, we listened to a lot of things that were happening. And this week, I'm going to address some of those things. And we have tons of good news for you tonight. We're going to break the 888 Jesus code. 888 Jesus code. We're going to break that for you tonight. We're going to tell you that the name Jesus, we're going to break that code for you, what it really means. It's there right there in your Bible. We're going to talk about Cecil the lion. What is the message behind that? Farrakhan and others are talking about the message behind Cecil the lion that was killed by the dentist in Zimbabwe. We're going to talk about Uranus. We're going to talk about the age of Aquarius and what it means. We have a full slate tonight. I'm going to dig right in there. I'm expecting a host to help me tonight. I don't see him in the room yet, so I'll wait for them to come in, and hopefully they will come in. They do have the host code, the open mic, and to help me host this show tonight. I see those of you that are there. I see the bishop out of Shreveport there with us tonight, and we always good to see him. And so I'm going to take him off mute just for a second so he can say hello to everybody in the room, and we're going to get started here. Bishop from Shreveport, how you doing, man?
Oh, I'm good. How are you?
All right. You want to help me with this? You want to help me with this discussion tonight with the 888 Jesus code and Cecil the lion? And we're going to talk about what the meaning of that was. Of course, Farrakhan, as I just did a moment ago, he put his spin on it, and he talked about the usual things that he talks about, which leads to further division and divisiveness, I should say, and incinerating and escalating the situation that exists in terms of racial dissensions and divisions. So we're going to try to put some glue on this thing tonight and make some sense out of the subjects that we've chosen here tonight. How's everything going over in Shreveport?
Everything is good. I'm under some noise, so you're going to have to go ahead and do it.
Oh, you're under some noise.
Mute me out, so I'm going to be listening.
All right, I'm putting you right back on mute. You're out. Beam me out, Scotty, so he's out. We are broadcasting live tonight. We have Professor Dawood with us tonight, who's a presenter in our conference. Our conference is going well. We did some work on, what was that, yesterday, I believe it was, and day before in our conference, our Heart of the Lion Activation Conference here in our Greenville, Mississippi, Mariah Storge location, where we're broadcasting to you live now. Sister Georgia, good to see you. I'm going to dig right in. And listen, we're going to be about 45 minutes tonight. We're not going to be long, and there's a lot of material. So just allow me, if you will, to dig into this message tonight in terms of, I want to start out with the Jesus Code, 888. And the reason I want to start out with that is because the name Jesus, and actually written by the people who wrote the Bible, the New Testament, had parts of the Old Testament up until like 300 BCE, before the Common Era, were Greeks. The same people that gave us the Greek mythologies, the Greek philosophies, these are the same people, the same culture that wrote the Bible. Most people don't know that the same people that gave us the Greek mythologies and gave us the Greek philosophies, inside of that culture were the people who wrote both Old and New Testament. So it is impossible to understand the Bible, Old or New Testament, without understanding the mindset of the Greeks that wrote both Old and New Testament. And the Greek mythologies and philosophies are permeated, saturated in your Bible. We're going to break some of those codes for you tonight. We're going to break them for you. We're going to break them for you. Because the Greek language is different from, or should I say, let's say the alphabet system that they use. Each letter in the alphabet system of the Greek alphabet from Alpha to Omega has a numerical value. From Alpha to Omega has a numerical value. And the name Jesus itself is not Jesus in the Greek, but it is Iousios. And I'm going to give you a breakdown on what each one of those letters mean. Well, the first letter has a numerical value of 10. Second letter has a numerical value of 8. The third letter has a numerical value of 200. And the fourth letter has a numerical value of 70. Fifth letter has a numerical value of 400. And the sixth letter has a numerical value of 200. Total of 888. And 888, in the mind of the Greek philosophers who wrote the Bible, was the mystical number for the sun. The reason they chose the name Jesus was because of the numerical value of Iousios and 888. So Iousios comes out 888, and 888 in the mind of the people who wrote the Bible is the mystical number for the sun, S-U-N. The S-U-N. And so now, we're talking about the 888 code. Now, what does that have to do? These people were so smart. They were supremely wise with wisdom. And why was this number and the sun so important and 888? Well, if you have a pen, if you don't, you can listen and do the math. It's very simple. It's not complicated. Somehow they were able to chart the precession of the equinox, and somehow they were able to look and to see certain energies and what those energies would do to our planet and to the people that are on the planet. And they wrote various myths, some of the Greek mythologies, concerning what would happen in terms of what kinds of effects these energies would have on our planet, on our solar system, on our galaxy. And so we're going to look at some of those things tonight because 888 is critical. It's 888 is critical, and this is how we came to have the heart of the lion activation during the time. This is how we selected this time, because on August the 8th, which is the 8th month, the 8th day, 2015 comes out to 888. Now let me show you how that works, because 2015 is 2 plus 0 plus 1 plus 5. 2 plus 0 is 2, plus 1 is 3, plus 5 is 8. So you have 888. So August the 8th, 2015 is 888. Now, how do we get Jesus in the sun? How do we get that? Well, the Bible calls him in Revelation 5 and 5, the Lion of the Tribe of Judah. Now, the lion is very significant. They chose that imagery and that metaphor to call him a lion of the tribe of Judah, because in the book of Numbers, chapter 2, the tribe of Judah was to pitch their tent to the rising of the sun, and they were to place in front of their encampment the standard or the flag of their father's house, the ensign in the sign of their father's house. And what sign was that? Well, Judah, toward the rising of the sun, was Leo in the east. That's exactly what it was, Leo in the east, toward the rising of the sun. Now, as we look at 888, as we deal with 888, August the 8th, 2015, the Lion's Gate, which is a vortex, it's a portal, it's a stargate, that it's an opening, it's a door. The Bible calls it a door. And that's the very word that the word cardinal means. When you see a cardinal in the Catholic Church, the basic etymology of that word means portal, means door. It means opening. And just as some of the other words have hidden esoteric meanings. So now, Jesus and 888, August 8, 2015, comes out to 888, the sun, moving into Leo, July the 23rd, 2015. Some very significant things happened. Very significant things happened. One of the things that happened was that a dentist went to Zimbabwe and killed a lion by the name of Cecil. And then there's an anonymous lion in Milwaukee that's loose, caught on camera, walking the streets. Two lions. Nature and creation, and in this universe, there is no such thing as an incident or an accident, a non-consequential event happening with an omniscient, all-knowing, cosmic mind in charge. If there's supreme, all-knowing knowledge, there is no such thing as an accident. Nothing that has happened in your life has been an accident. It has all been part of a grand plan of an omniscient mind that knew and knows everything before it happens. It's part of a plan. It's working itself out. Even the incidents, even the bad things in your life, the Bible says that all things work together for good to them that love God, who are the called according to his purpose. Now, how is that possible, that all things are working together for good? Well, it says, for them that he did foreknow, see, foreknow, all-knowing, he also did predestinate. So all of the things that are happening to us at a micro level and a macro level, at a small level, from the greatest details down to the most minute details and meticulous events that occur in our lives, are part of a plan. So this Cecil, the lion that was killed, during the time when the sun went into the constellation of Leo, is not inconsequential. It is not incidental. It is not accidental. It is sending a message. Now, simultaneously, while this is happening to Cecil the lion in Zimbabwe, while the sun is moving into the constellation of Leo, another lion is loosed in Milwaukee. What is the message? There are two lions in the constellations that the ancestors left for us. Remember now, they were looking ahead. They knew when these energies would happen. They saw that somehow, don't ask me how, I don't know, but somehow they knew that these energies would come when the sun moved into these particular body of stars or constellations at this particular time. And they left on record some of the things that would happen. And we're going to talk about some of those things that are going to happen. Now, Cecil the lion and the lion that's loose in Milwaukee are messages. They are signals. We came out of an age where people believed in signs. They knew how to read signs. We've become more technologically advanced in our culture, in our society, and we don't pay attention to signs anymore. We don't pay attention to the meanings, the messages that are being teleported and transported and sent to us through nature and through the incidents that occur from day to day. So let's give an interpretation to these two lions, because there are two lions in the stars, Leo and then Leo Minor. Two body of stars, constellations. One is a decan, and the other one is a constellation. One is a lion, the other is a lion in the stars. Then there are two lions in the scripture. Jesus is called the lion of the tribe of Judah. But watch this. So is Satan called a lion. He's called a lion. In 1 Peter chapter 5. Verse 8, it says, be sober, be vigilant, be on the watch, be on guard. Vigilant means to watch, means to be vigil, means to pay attention, to observe. And it says, watch, because your adversary, the devil, is like a roaring lion. So the devil is called a lion, and Jesus is called a lion. Both are metaphors pointing toward energies. Energies. Now, that may be a little confusing to people that have religious conditioning. I'm going to do my best to try to break that down. But nonetheless, two lions in the sky, two lions in the scripture, two lions upon earth, one killed, one slain, another one is sovereign, walking sovereignly around as king. Actually, the lion that was loose in Milwaukee was a lioness. It was a female. And the lion that was killed in Zimbabwe was a male lion with a black mane. Now, what is this message? Now, Farrakhan said, he put a spin on it, saying that, you know, we care more about animals than we do about people, to stir up racial tensions. Let me say this to you. Whenever you see or hear mass media talking, always look behind the sound bites to the talking points that mass media is trying to use to get us to collectively think a certain way about a certain thing. And we got these same guys with the same messages all the time. Let me offer something different to you concerning Cecil the Lion and the lion that was loose in Milwaukee and the way these things align and how these are messages to us and what is that message. Well, first of all, Cecil is named after this guy, Cecil Rhodes. Cecil Rhodes was an awful human being. He killed millions of people in South Africa. He modeled the apartheid system of Africa after the Jim Crow system of America and slavery of America. And he killed millions and millions of people. He robbed Africa of its resources, its natural resources. So this lion, Cecil, was named after this person, Cecil Rhodes. Now, he's a patron lion. He's a patron lion. And Cecil Rhodes represents an oppressive system, the beast. So Cecil the lion that was slain represents the end of oppression. Now, poor Cecil the lion contracted as an animal to come into this dimension, contracted before he assumed his lion flesh suit, his lion body. He agreed to be a messenger to us, to let us know that a certain time is over. And this is good news. The time of oppression, the killing and the slaying of Cecil the lion is a signal and a message to us that the oppressive system head has been severed, has been cut off. Wow. I think I need to pause there, Ladia. What do you think? Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I think it's very interesting how you're tying all of this together.
You think it's very interesting?
Yes, because when you look at it in the context that you've presented it tonight, you can see all the correlations and how they relate. So, bravo.
So what?
Pardon?
I'm just taking a breath to catch, to break the rhythm, keep my pace and take a breath so that I'm not just so I'm not just talking. So the correlation and the wisdom of the ancestors who saw this, and Cecil the lion, who contracted as an ethereal being to come into this dimension as a lion to send us a message that the end of an oppressive system is about to occur, is also characteristic of the age that we are living in. And we're going to talk a little bit about that in a few moments, but I wanted to take a break to make sure that we understand. Yes, go ahead.
May I say something to the Zimbabwe country itself in the research that I've done over the years? And I know most people probably do not know this, but they can do their own research and find it out. Zimbabwe, a really, really rich history of ancient culture that had pyramids. They had these temples that are unbelievable. And Zimbabwe is one of the, as far as natural resources and and beauty, they are one of the most richest countries in Africa. But it's all untapped. This is what many people don't know, but there are actually ancient temples there that supersede even Egypt.
Right, exactly. And then there's this guy from the Zulu tribe who talks about how his tribe came down in the Makaba.
Credo Mutwa. Mm-hmm.
Credo Mutwa, yeah. And the Zulus, of course, we know about Shaka Zulu and Prince Imperial and British colonialism. And British colonialism is what I'm really digging at tonight without being a racist. But the oppression of British colonialism, where the colonization and the premise of white supremacy that has created the racial divide around the world, what announcement is being made to me tonight in the slaying of Cecil the Lion is that British colonialism, with all of its oppressiveness and divisiveness, including which I'm including Farrakhan as a part of that system, as a double agent, as a good cop, bad cop, he always plays the bad
cop. Thank you.
And he's not viewed in that way. And I'm not afraid to get in trouble with the Nation of Islam. I do understand that this man had put out, you know, words about Malcolm, and I saw the piece that he did. But and I know that they're planning a million man march and all of that. But the end of Cecil the Lion, the male black mane male lion, is signaling to us that we are about to shift from a patriarchal society back to a matriarchal society. And the ramifications of that are based upon the energies that are coming in, that are feminine energies, that will move us from competitive, war, male, and move us back to female, more nurturing kind of community where we are all together and more nurturing and all inclusive. Now, I've got some difficult subject matter to cover. Because, see, the whole notion of the masculine or patriarchal culture, as it has been pushed for the last 6,000 years or so, has been detrimental to the planet. It has caused all of the things that the lady, Angel Lady Love, was talking about last night. But the good news is that these energies are coming in, people. Listen to me. These energies are coming in. The portal is open. Now, this portal in Leo is signaling to us through Cecil the Lion and the lioness that was loose in Milwaukee. Milwaukee, wow, I wish they had time to deal with what the meaning, the esoteric meaning of Milwaukee in Zimbabwe. Milwaukee in Zimbabwe. A lioness, a feminine lion loose in Milwaukee, and then a masculine lion killed in South Africa, in Zimbabwe. Now, two lions in the scripture, in Revelations 13 and 2, the beast, is like a leopard, has the feet of a bear and the mouth of a lion, and the beast is destroyed. The beast is the oppressive system that we all are in, the beast. We're all in an oppressive system. And the good news is that these energies that are coming in now, in Leo, Leo is attached to the crown chakra to open up our pineal gland or our crown chakra, where we can now access a higher consciousness and right brain activation. That means the diseases, that means the weapons, and believe me when I tell you, as Angel Lady Love went through a long laundry list last week of all of the different things, all of the different weapons, the chemtrails, Howard just talked about the chemtrails, they're spraying, the nanotechnology, the frequencies that they're using, military acoustic frequencies to lower our vibrations inside of our temples to keep us locked into the basic instincts of survival, sex, and hunger. The basic lower three chakras, our animalistic beast nature. These energies that are coming in now, if you know and have someone to show you what to do, can open up your higher consciousness, your higher frequencies, and your higher vibrations. And I'm going to talk about it. I'm going to talk about that right now. I'm going to stop right now and let you know why it's important to open up your higher vibrations and your higher frequencies. It's in Psalms 91. It is a code, and I'm going to read it to you. And I want you to listen to me carefully. These energies that are coming in. Psalms 91. And beginning at verse number 1. Listen to this. Listen to what it says. It says, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High. What is that Most High? Verse 5 is going to tell us. Now listen to verse 5. I'm not going to read all this. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night. Oh, boy, there's a lot of things going on. I mean, Angel Lady loves this. Gave us a, you know, a terror report last week. Nor for the arrow that flyeth by day, the chemtrails that they're putting in the sky. Nor for the pestilence. Look at the GMOs that they're putting on our plants and our food. They're poisoning our earth, placing chemicals inside of our water, fluoride, to harden and calcify our pineal glands for the purpose of keeping us domiciled and asleep. So it's difficult to reach some of these people because they have calcified pineal glands. And they can't see. They are blind. They can't see the truth. 1,000 shall fall by thy side. Listen to this. 10,000 shall fall at thy right hand. But it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shall you behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, and even the Most High thy habitation. Now, what is that? Most high frequency. Most high vibration. This frequency. Everything is a frequency. I know that that may be a little confusing to some of the people that don't understand what I mean when I say frequencies, but your body runs on frequencies and electromagnetism, and you are being programmed by all of these different negative things that are going on in our world that are being created to keep you locked into the lower frequencies. And we have set up this conference. We have two more conferences set up tomorrow, which will be the 14th, 15th, and 16th. My brother is here with me, Officer Lieutenant Hopper. We have those others that have come that will be here to help you to raise your vibrations in your temples to harmonize with these energies that are coming in. And why is that important? So the most high frequency, because as these energies come in, there's going to be more and more terror by night. Arrows are going to fly by day. Pestilence is going to be in the darkness. Destruction at noonday. 1,000 will fall at thy side. 10,000 at thy right hand. But it won't come near you if you raise your frequencies to the most high frequency. Now, which I had the time tonight, 2-hour broadcast, and had the energy to talk about A432 tuning and A440 tuning, the sound that the universe makes, and the people that want to keep you out of balance with that frequency and with that harmony, keep you disturbed. And some people have the kind of energy in them that's at such a low vibe and such a low frequency that they're not even safe to be around. And you have to guard yourself, not only from the weapons of microwave technology, but some of these people that have energies and vibes that will attach themselves to you. I'm just talking to you very plain now. But the energies are coming in now. Let me talk for a few moments about some of the things that are hidden in the Bible. And that's one of the things in Psalms 91 and 5, which is the most, it's a qualitative kind of frequency. It's the highest realms of consciousness, and it only happens when you go inside of yourself, not outside of yourself, and you do simply what Jesus said do. Now, and what was that one thing? In Mark 13 and 37, Jesus said do one thing. He said watch. Go inside and watch. Close your door and watch. Watch inside. What are you watching for? You're watching yourself. You're watching the wave. You'll see the wave. You'll see the frequency wave. And when you see the frequency wave, you watch that frequency wave, and it will collapse, because when you pay attention to this frequency, when you observe it, physicists will tell you that when they observe the behavior of energy and atoms, if their behavior, when they knew they were being watched, they behaved differently. That's part of quantum. So when you watch, you go inside, close the door in the darkness, and pay attention to the wave, and the wave collapses into a particle. That is how we raise our vibrations to the highest frequency by simply watching. Now, this age that we're in is the age of Aquarius. It's the age of Aquarius. Aquarius is ruled by the planet Uranus. Saturn is on its way out. There's nothing you can do about it, people. The same people that gave you the Greek mythological story about Saturn, Kronos, and Pluto, and Gaia, the Earth, these are the same people that wrote your Bible. Same culture, the Greeks, these same Greeks that told you these stories are the same Greeks that are writing your Bible. And so they're infusing this culture inside of your Bible. And if you're not familiar with that culture, you don't know what this Bible means, because you can't separate Jesus riding a white horse out of heaven from Zeus riding Pegasus. You just can't do it. With fire coming out of his mouth and Zeus having a lightning bolt. The same people wrote the Bible that wrote the Greek mythological stories, and you can see these myths inside of your Bible. You can see them. They're very easily seen. Now, Uranus is ruling the age of Aquarius. What do I mean when I say we're in the age of Aquarius? The age of Pisces was 2,160 years. The sun stays in one constellation 2,160 years, and the sun precesses along, or it moves, or actually the constellations are moving backwards, so that now we're in the age of Aquarius, and this age is ruled by Uranus. You're going to see massive upheavals all over the world. In people, it's going to be increasing. And why? It's going to be violent, because the energies that are coming in is going to cause an upheaval. The energies of Saturn that ruled the age of Pisces, where people were caught in traditional and structures. They were told what to do, and they did what they were told to do. And they said, do your family this way, and we did it that way. They said, do your government this way, and the government kept control, kept you in a box, because the energies of Saturn allowed that age and allowed that condition to persist. I'm almost through. Even in your thought patterns, you'll notice that the world is becoming more and more violent. I just read it out of Psalms 91. Why is there a surge in all of this violence? Why is there a surge in this hatred? Because there are upheavals. There are upheavals. There's a change and a shift in the way we look at family, the way we look at religion, the way we look at government, the way we look at society. All of that is being shaken based upon these energies from Uranus in the age of Aquarius. Even the family doesn't look like it used to look anymore. It will never look that way. These energies have been coming in for some time. There was a time, and there are those who want to hold us into the age of Pisces, where Saturn and its structure and traditions and formalities hold us as hostage and hold us as slaves. In the age of Pisces, ruled by Saturn, there are those that still want to keep women oppressed, keep minorities oppressed. They want to hold on to the powers, but they cannot do it anymore, people. The energies are not here. It will not allow. There will be upheavals, massive chaos. There are going to be even upheavals in your thought patterns. These energies that are coming in are so powerful that they will change your thought patterns. They will uproot. There will be upheavals in the way that you think. Now, what is your protection? I wanted to get into another portion, but I'm not led to get into that tonight. So I'll talk about the pineal gland and the activation and the green thing and what the Bible says about that and what the code was about that. But these energies that are coming in to stimulate your pineal gland, and you must do the work with your pineal gland. You must allow the single eye to be operative. You must allow the single eye to be stimulated. You must allow the single eye to be activated. You must allow that crown chakra and these energies. Pineal gland is the energy receiver of these energies to resonate. So that means you're going to have to learn to meditate. You can't get this in church listening to a choir. You can't do it. It won't happen. You will lose your mind with these energies. It's not going to make sense to you. There will be upheaval. There's already shootings in churches, and not only just by, and there are fights in churches, and there are upheavals in the structures of the way we once did things in terms of the way the family looked. It will never look that way again. In terms of the way we treated women, not only just politically that they couldn't vote, but even this Bible that was written by these same patriarchal male chauvinists who manipulated this Bible and said that women couldn't even speak in church. Now we have women pastors, women bishops. We've left that age. And 1 Timothy, I believe it is chapter 2, says that the woman is to be quiet in church and learn in silence and not say anything. Be in subjection. Hold her peace. And if she has any questions, she has to wait in church and wait until she gets home and ask her husband. And that the husband was not deceived. But these are some of the things that happened in our Bible that were changed by a society or a culture that is represented by Cecil the Lion, Cecil Rhodes, of dividing along sex, race, and age. The age of Aquarius is an age of love. It embraces a love for all creations. It embraces a love for all creation. In the Aquarius age, race, nationality, citizenship, social status become a thing of nothingness. Oneness is a part of this system, that we're all one. And I like a very special passage that's in the book of Michael chapter 5. I believe it's verse 8 or verse 7. And it says that the children of Judah will be scattered through all nations as young lions. Now, if you think that Israel and Judah is a nationality, you're going to miss it. It's the people that activate their pineal gland. I'm going to read that, because that's very important. That's a good place for me to stop. Because this lion business and the lion energies, the heart chakra, the crown chakra, activating our hearts, and we ourselves becoming lion-like. I want to read that to you because that's very, very important. In the book of Amos, it talks about the very same, self-same thing. And listen to what it says. Here it is. It says, I'm sorry. I said Amos. I meant Micah. Pardon me. I know better. Now I have to go to Micah. Okay, there's Micah. Micah 5 and 7. And the remnant of Jacob shall be in the midst of many people as the dew from the Lord, as the showers upon the grass, that tarrieth not for man, nor waiteth for the sons of men. And the remnant of Jacob shall be among the Gentiles in the midst of many people as a lion among the beasts of the forest, as a young lion in the flock of sheep, who if he goes through, both teareth down and teareth in pieces, and none can deliver. So that is not a nationality. The people here that are talking about some kind of transformation, a transmutation that they will go through to become lions, to become powerful, are those people who activate their pineal glands as Jacob's name was changed to Israel because he activated his pineal gland. He said he saw God face to face, and he named that place Peniel, which is the pineal gland, which is the same gland that will be activated, that is attuned to this energy that's coming in through Leo right now. So with all that you do, stay calm, stay cool, stay collected, stay grounded. Put your feet on the ground, literally. Put your feet on the ground. Don't worry about the chemtrails. Don't worry about the GMOs in the food. Don't worry about the financial collapse. Don't worry about the nanotechnology. Don't worry about the frequencies that they're shooting. Don't worry about what the healthcare industry is doing, how it's trying to poison, inoculate, and vaccinate, and encrypt, and encode, and poisoning our bodies. Don't worry about that. Don't worry about any of the things that they're doing. Stay calm. Stay cool. Stay collected. The energies are here to help you. Learn to activate the single eye and become a lion. I'll read it again, and I'll stop. And the remnant of Jacob, Jacob is the man that met God at Peniel. His name was changed to Israel. It's not a nation. It's the people who activate their pineal glands through these energies. He named the place Peniel, Pineal, P-N-L. There were no vowels. Pineal gland, the pineal gland. Jesus said, if your eye be single, your whole body is full of life. This is your only defense. This is your only defense. Money can't save you. You can't leave the planet. Can't go to another country. Can't get a resolution passed in the UN. Can't get a bill passed through Congress that's going to help you. The only thing that's going to help you, money can't help. The only thing that's going to help you at this point to activate these and to protect you from the enemy and even from yourself is to activate the pineal gland and become strength. Now watch this beautiful transformation one more time. And the remnant of Jacob shall be among the Gentiles in the midst of many people as a lion among the beasts of the forest, as a young lion among a flock of sheep, who, if he go through, both tread it down and tear it in pieces, and none can deliver. Lift, thine hand shall be lifted up on thine adversary, and all thine enemies shall be cut off. Activate that pineal gland. Become a lion, lioness. These energies are here. I'm going to stop right there. Open up the key. Q&A is open. Don't make me wait all night. Oh, boy, do I have some more things to tell you about Zeus and the age of Aquarius and Ganymede, who had an affair with with Zeus. Zeus was bisexual. And there's something about the bisexual energies of the age of Aquarius, where it's going to be, you're going to see an increased amount of homosexual, gay, lesbian, LGBT, the thing with Bruce Jenner, is all characteristics of these ages, and the wise people that wrote the mythological story of Zeus and Ganymede, who had a relationship, and Zeus took him off to heaven, and he became the constellation of Aquarius, is also paralleled in your Bible. But Jesus saying that in the end times, it would be just like the days of Sodom and Gomorrah. It's based upon cosmology, and it's based upon the energies that are coming in. So I could say a lot about that, but I'm going to open up the queue. You can get into the queue. You can get into this discussion. I invite you in by pressing *6 and then 1. I'm waiting for you. Elijah, you. Talk for me a while I catch my breath.
Yes, sir. You know, I think something that we might want to touch on tonight, too, Dr. Police, is that a lot of people are reporting, even in the medical profession, and people I know, even a lady who's going to be attending our conferences next week, said that she had her blood pressure, and she's never had problems with high blood pressure, is now rising too, as mine is, and we're finding out that this is something that seems to be the norm. What was abnormal is now normal for everybody. So if you're experiencing higher blood pressure readings than what you were before, this is part of, we, Dr. Clayton, I think this is part of these energies that's coming in. It has to be, because it's raising the frequency of everyone with frequency. So that's also causing everything in our body to change too. And one of the outward symptoms is higher blood pressure. Now, with that being said, it's certainly, we're not saying that don't have it checked out if it becomes higher or you feel funny or anything like that. You definitely should consult with your doctor. But this is part of the energies. What do you say to that, Dr. Khalif?
Well, what I say to that is that the Bible says that there will be signs in the sun and the moon. Now, listen to this word. Now, I've been called a witch doctor because I talk about the sun, the stars, and the moon. And when actually, in fact, Amos 5 and 7 says, seek him that holds the seven stars and Orion that also turneth the valley of the shadow of death into morning. And that same Bible says in Genesis 1 that he left the lights in the firmaments, plus signs, seasons and days and years and time. So, and that same Bible tells us that in Luke 21 and 25, that there will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars. And upon the earth, there will be distress of nations. See, that's the upheaval. These energies that are going to come in are going to cause distress of nations. And that's at that's at the overall perspective. But when we reduce it to the individual, these energies are also going to cause upheavals in the person, the individual, because your various strands of DNA are going to be gradually activated. You're being gradually activated. Your redemption is a process. Let me read it to you. Maybe that will help you to understand. So, I don't believe in the healthcare industry. I believe that they're in collusion with the system, which is a part of the beast. And I've relegated myself, and I'm not advising anyone else to do this, but I've relegated myself to the hands of the cosmic mind and to nature to heal me. I don't want the system and the beast experimenting on me. Now, that flies in the face of conventional knowledge. But now, remember, the age of Aquarius is ruled by Uranus, and the conventional, traditional, formal thinking, you've got to do it this way, is gone. It's gone. So with me, I've already accepted that as part of my consciousness, and I've already made a determination that if I live, it will be by cosmic energies and by tuning my frequencies with nature and harmonizing my body and balancing and anchoring myself into the cosmic frequencies of the Creator and to the creation. And if I don't survive, then I don't. So that is my consciousness. That is my, I'm not advising anyone else. I don't try to convince anybody to believe anything that I say. I try to give information so people can go and get their own information. Now, so here's the information that I'm going to give you coming out of this book called the Bible, this sacred document, Luke 21 and 25. It says, and he said, and there shall be signs in the sun, in the moon, and in the stars. For on the earth, distress of nations, that's distress, that's emotional, emotion, energy in motion, with perplexity, that's mental, and the sea, and the waves roaring, that's ecological, men's hearts failing them for fear, for looking for those things which are coming on earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. See, these are energies, these are vibrations. See, there it is right there, Luke 21 and 27. These energies are coming. There's nothing that Reverend Chicken Wings can do about it. Bishop Chicken Wings can't stop it. He can call me a witchcraft worker. I'm believing in astrology, but here's Jesus saying the very same thing that I'm saying. These energies are powers. What is power? Energy. And they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with power and great glory. And when these things begin to come to pass, now watch this. And when these things begin to come to pass, prophet, it says, then look up. Lift up your head. What's inside of your head? Your pineal gland, your pituitary gland, your light receptor, your energy receptor, your power receiver, your pineal gland is your plug that's plugged into this energy. So let's lift up your head, for your redemption draweth nigh. In other words, it's a gradual process. The activation is gradually occurring, and finally, when we build capacity, boom, we will change. So the increases, I believe, in the blood pressure and the increases in heart rates and all of that, the earth itself, as you very well know, the Schumann resonance or the resonance of the earth has gone from 7.83 up to 14. Some people say as high as 24. And the earth's resonance or the frequency or pulse of the earth, its vibration, its heartbeat is increasing. It's getting faster, more. Getting more. And we have to increase with it. So I say to myself that the rise in my blood pressure, this is my consciousness. This is my consciousness. It's the activation of my DNA. It's a progressive, gradual transformation process that's happening to me. My redemption of the redeeming is drawing nigh. And this redemption is not by money. I'm not talking about some of the other gurus that are out here talking about the redemption program and it's going to be monetary. No, I can't find that here. It says the powers of heaven. It's talking about energies, the powers of heaven. I'm looking to become a diamond, crystal, golden crown being, a light being, light particle, crystal being, increase my vibratory frequencies inside of my temple until I become interdimensional, can take any form, shape that I want. Any form, go to any dimension, go to any universe I want. That is my consciousness. That's my answer. Now, people have to find their own place in all of that. That's what I said. And I'm not trying to convince you one way or another. And let me say that again. Look to this. You are your own God in this. Decide for yourself. I don't tell you to believe anything. Give you information you have to know. We're past the age of belief anyway. You need to know now. We're past the age. So that's my answer. Anyone wants to come into the queue? How much time do we have? Wow, we've talked with almost time to go. And you're not in the queue. I'm only going to stay on here 1 hour tonight. Oh, wow. I'm only going to be here 1 hour.
Well, you have talked tonight, Dr. Cleese. Lots of valuable. I said you have really hit them hard tonight with lots of valuable information to digest.
Well, that's why we record so people can come back and re-listen, take notes, take their time. And let me see if my sister stayed on here the whole time. And if she did, I'm going to unplug her because she was here. Normally, she'll leave. and she's still here. She's not gone.